What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 11 of Work Hard, Slay Hard. I'm your girl, Sarah Lou Hu, and today we're talking all about my mindfulness journey, what sparked it, what I've run into along the way, and where I'm at currently and in the present moment, and how it's really just helped me live a more calmer, confident lifestyle. So if it sounds like that is up your alley and you want to hear some tips and tricks that I've learned along the way, stay tuned. What's up, guys? I'm super excited to get into this episode just because every time I mention either my hypnotherapy training or my meditations, a lot of you really seem interested in it and I get asked a ton of questions. So I'm hoping that this episode really helps to answer any of those questions and let you guys know how I got started. Really excited to be going into this week because over the weekend, I started my Reiki training in New York. So I went to my very first session to get level one Reiki certified. So excited about it. And I will give you all the details as that is pretty much where I am currently. But let's get into how I got started and what really sparked all of this in my life. So January of 2 years ago, so January of 2018, I signed a contract with the Calm app to get sponsored by them and promote them and really give my review of their app. And if you don't know what the Calm app is, it's a meditation app. They have all kinds of different meditations in the app, from really fast ones like 5 minute, even I think they have a 2 minute meditation in there, all the way through to, you know, sleep stories and sleep meditations that help you drift to sleep that lasts much longer. I went into it really excited about it because I've always wanted to meditate, but I am definitely like a busy mind, busy hands kind of person. It's really hard for me to calm myself and kind of sit down and stay in the same place on the same train of thought for long periods of time. And that's what I'm trying to focus on one thing. So let alone trying to sit down and meditate and essentially focus on like nothing was a big challenge for me. And so when I signed up with the Calm app partnership, I was super excited because it was something that I knew was good for beginners, right? It helped me kind of be led into meditation and it helped me understand what to focus on to start off so that I really can kind of calm my mind and clear my mind. So that app partnership really set the pace for the rest of my mindfulness journey. I couldn't believe I signed up for a month. Okay. So I meditated every day for the entire month of January. And by the end of the month was shocked at just how much more present I was in all of my day-to-day actions and what I was doing and how I was interacting with people and interacting with things around me. So I was being much more kind of conscious in my day-to-day activities and what I was doing, which was really cool. And then once that Calm app ended, I continued meditating. So I had the Calm app membership for the entire year. So if you sign up, you sign up for an entire year membership. So even though my partnership with them was over after the month of January, I continued on and really just enjoyed my morning meditations. And I'd do nighttime meditations. And then it kind of led into me doing a sleep meditation every night. Like my body ended up being completely conditioned to where I would turn on this sleep meditation and essentially like 2 minutes in, I would already be knocked out. It was like my body just knew once it heard this woman's voice, that was it. It was time to go to bed. And that's what it did. So that was really great. I use it to fall asleep all the time throughout the entire year. And towards the end of the year, a mutual friend that moved to Vero Beach and we had mutual friends between us, I followed her on Instagram. Her name is Grace Smith. I saw that she had just launched a book. And me, you know, being trying to be a good friend, the book sounded interesting. I wanted to support her. And the holidays were coming up. So I was like, you know what? It'll be a good time to read a new book. And so I purchased it on Amazon. The book is called Close Your Eyes, Get Free. And I knew that Grace was a hypnotherapist and one of the best in her fields. She has been on multiple TV shows, you know, The Doctors. She has segments with Dr. Oz talking about how powerful hypnotherapy is. And I just thought this was a really cool way to learn about it because I'm such a science geek and just see what hypnotherapy is all about. You know, we all have the idea in our mind from just kind of society and the media of hypnosis being kind of like a stage performance, and I wanted to see her take on it. So I get the book, and I remember getting it. I got it and I was in New York, and I brought it home to Florida with me for the holidays. And I was going to treat myself to a facial. And I get to the spa, and I brought the book with me to the spa to just read like before and after and just relax and kind of vibe out. And I started the first chapter, and I remember when the esthetician came to call me in for my facial, I was so upset because the book hooked me that quickly. The way it's formatted was just amazing. Like every chapter starts with a different hypnotherapy success story, essentially. And I just found it completely fascinating with the science behind how our brains work and what you can accomplish with hypnosis was like just mind blowing to me. So it was really, really exciting to read the book. I got through it within just a few days. And with that book comes an online recording. So at the end of every chapter, you have your own self-hypnosis script. So you essentially, while reading the book, learn to put yourself into self-hypnosis, which to me is meditation and just kind of amped up. Grace defines hypnosis as meditation with a goal, okay? So I was already meditating, but I was meditating with no goal in front of me, right? I was doing it just as a kind of self-love structure in my life. But self-hypnosis gave me the ability to put meditation into my life with small goals that I could add to it. So the book was just mind-blowingly amazing. And when I finished it, I found myself wanting to learn more about how the brain works, how hypnosis can really reprogram our subconscious minds, and just how powerful the subconscious is. So I like searched for all kinds of other books on it to see what knowledge I can get. And really, none of the other material that I was finding went into the kind of details that the book I had already read by Grace went into. So I decided to do more research on Grace's website, and I found that they not only offer hypnotherapy for people, but they also offer a school to become certified in hypnotherapy. And so I thought, you know what? Let's go ahead and dive into this. Why not? It's going to be super fun to learn. I'm the kind of person where I sign up constantly for schools and things just because I love to learn new things. Not so much like the test taking part, but just sitting down and learning things is right up my alley. So I signed up for the hypnotherapy school, dove right in right away, and was even more mind blown once I got the course materials on hypnotherapy, on the power of it and what it really can do. And so I totally nerded out, went completely down the rabbit hole. It is just really, really amazing. If you aren't super familiar with hypnotherapy, I do want to give you just a quick statistic as to just how powerful it is. So this stat comes from a study by Alfred A. Barrios. He's a PhD who conducted a study in Los Angeles in 1970. And in the study, they found that it takes 600 sessions of psychoanalysis to have an average recovery rate of 38%. And they found that it takes six sessions of hypnotherapy to have an average recovery rate of 93%. I read that stat about halfway through the Close Your Eyes, Get Free book and was just mind blown again at how powerful hypnosis and hypnotherapy was, which is, again, another reason why I really wanted to dive deep into it, because I am talking to people constantly all the time. And if I can improve my own mindset, why not make it so that I can help others out along the way too? So that was a really big reason for me to continue on studying hypnosis and hypnotherapy with Grace in her school. And it's just been fascinating. I went to my beginner training early 2019 or mid 2019, where you're at a retreat with a bunch of other students and you're doing hypnotherapy on each other in and out of the entire day. And it's just such a cool experience. And you learn so much. You already have studied for weeks prior to going to it. But then the actual training hands-on itself is life-altering. So it was really, really cool. I'm currently in between my beginner and advanced training. I'll be going to advanced training in a few months and I cannot wait for it. I'm so excited, so amped to be heading back into the school and be meeting up with a bunch of my fellow students to get that done and get all of that learning processed. So that's my where I'm at and my hypnotherapy journey and hypnosis journey. I think I would probably eventually, once I graduate and have my certification, I will probably turn it into more of a hypno coaching and kind of offer it up to you all as a benefit of, you know, following me and kind of getting ready with me in the morning, giving you guys some positive affirmations and just helping you guys on your mindfulness journeys. So beyond the self-hypnosis now that I do every day, another really, really cool thing that Grace offers every day now on her page, it's at Grace Smith TV on Instagram, is daily IGTV sessions of hypnosis. So they're like kind of little micro doses of hypnotherapy, and they're just really great. It's a wonderful way to start your day. They're pretty short. I think they're like under 20 minutes. So it's nice and easy to kind of fit it in. I always do it in the morning. Normally, like after I've had my coffee, I go ahead and play that, which is a really good way to start the day. And now I am getting into Reiki, which is so exciting. I used to get massages at the same spot, actually, that I was reading the book for the first time in. My very first massage therapist that I had there was a Reiki master. And it was when I was running a ton. I was training for half marathons. And I would go in and tell her, you know, oh, my hamstring hurts, my quadricep hurts. And she would ask my permission. She'd say, okay, I'll give you, you know, your normal massage, but is it okay if I give you some Reiki as well? And I'm, you know, completely open to any and everything that can benefit me. So I'm like, yeah, sure, that sounds great. And I would always leave feeling just amazing. So when I saw the opportunity come about at Modern Sanctuary in New York City, which is like a spa-like sanctuary that I found in the Flatiron in Manhattan, they sent out an email saying that they were offering Reiki training for level one. And I was just like, you know what? Why not? Like at the end of the day, I'm open to learning anything that can benefit me in the long run and anything that can help me benefit others in the long run. And that's exactly what Reiki is for me, you know, in my view. So I signed up for the course. I was so excited to go. I went just a few days ago with Electric Crystals on Instagram. I will put all of everyone's like @ in the show notes. So I'll put the Instagram page for Modern Sanctuary and Electric Crystals and Grace Smith's page so that you guys can go and find them and see them as a resource for you as well. But Reiki was just awesome. And now I'm kind of like going down the rabbit hole of learning the history of it. And I have my second training for it to get certified in level one this coming Saturday. So really excited to do that and do my own like Reiki healing on myself for the next month or so before I go into getting my Reiki level two, which will allow me to practice on other people. So that's where I am now. That's kind of how everything has come to be. As far as a day in my own mindfulness, I normally wake up. Like I said, I'll have my coffee first thing, and then I'll sit there and do a self-hypnosis session, either with my own recording that I've made for myself or by watching one of Grace Smith's IGTV episodes. She comes out with a new one every day, so it's easy to watch hers, and sometimes I'll go back and I'll re-listen to ones that I really like. And then I kind of make breakfast, get my day started, answer emails and things. And normally about halfway through the day, I'm starting now to incorporate, because of my Reiki training, a gassho meditation, which is a specific form of meditation for Reiki. I'm really new to it, so I don't want to speak on it too much. But so far, have really been loving it. It's just helped me to center myself, to ease my mind, to ease my worries. And to make me not as reactive. I used to be a very reactive person. When something happened, I was like, I reacted fully, 100%. There was never like any, oh, let's give it time. I was just like, no, we need to respond ASAP right away. Now, if I get, you know, an email, let's say with news that isn't exactly the best, I won't respond too quickly. Or if I get maybe a negative comment on my social media, I don't respond too quickly. I kind of let it sit there, and by letting it sit and kind of processing it, right? If it makes me angry, I let the anger process. I understand it. And then I respond. I try to always respond from a place of positivity. And it's really just completely changed the way I function day to day. It's made me so much more of a mellower, but still energetic person. So I respond completely differently. Instead of being stressed over a situation, I'm just kind of like, okay, that's just what it is. Before, I used to have extreme flight anxiety. And it's important to know, I never did meditation or hypnosis specifically for my flying anxiety. But just because I was doing meditation and hypnosis so often, it calmed me all around in all areas of my life, and my flight anxiety, my fear of flying, and the like panic attacks I would have during takeoff just went away. They kind of melted away slowly until one day I realized like I'm completely fine flying, and I don't break a sweat. I don't grab the arm of the chair anymore, which is just, you know, it's something that happened slowly over time, but it wasn't even something I was focused on doing, and it was just a benefit that kind of appeared without me even trying. So just that alone, to have that peace of mind, is incredibly valuable to me because I fly constantly, as you guys all know probably. But yeah, that is my journey into mindfulness, where I'm at so far. I believe it is just me getting started, and it's the first, you know, couple steps into a couple mile long hike, I believe. So I look forward to kind of giving you guys updates as this progresses and as I do go through things. And if you guys have any questions whatsoever on, you know, what my journey was like or any resources that I may be able to give to you, please just shoot me an email over at contact@sarahluhu.com, and I will make sure to respond to you guys, to all of your questions and comments. And that's it. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you next time.